Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Revelation, the 21st. This is it. And I heard, this is John writing in exile on the island of Patmos, about the revelation that Jesus had shown him about heaven. And I heard a loud voice from the throne in heaven saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne, that's the Lord Jesus, said, "I am making everything new." That's the good news for you and me. You may be seated. My dear brother and sister, the smartest man ever to walk the earth, according to the Bible, King Solomon wrote, "What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun." And you just can hear his sigh at the end of the sentence, can't you? There is nothing new under the sun. Solomon wrote according to his flesh. And I think that according to the Spirit, he knew something that you and I know now. Solomon lived 1,000 years before the words of our text were written. There is something new under the sun that comes from above the sun, Solomon. A new heaven and a new earth. The home of righteousness, where there will be no more weeping or crying or tears or death or anything that is not just perfect. And yet here you and I, day in, day out, we face the daily grind of life. There is something new from above the sun. The desire to be there, to be in heaven with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our dear Savior Jesus Christ, is intensified. It burns within us. Personally, if you know me, you know, I can't wait. Without any disclaimer, without any exception, I can't wait. God himself will live with us face to face, no longer hidden. This thing of Deus absconditus, the hidden God, no more. He will be the Deus revelatus, the revealed God that shows himself to us in all of his splendor. How can you not want to be there? You just sang some beautiful description that touches my heart. Around the throne of David, the saints from care, from trouble, released, you and I, raise loud their songs of triumph to celebrate the feast. They sing to Christ their leader, who conquered in the fight, who won for them forever their gleaming robes of white. How can you not want that? Tell me. Is there anything that you'd rather be doing? Canoeing at the State Fair Park? Or at a state park? Or would you like to attend the State Fair Park and the fair and have feasts with your friends? With all the impurities of this life, I just cannot see it. Oh, sweet and blessed country, the home of God's elect. Oh, sweet and blessed country that faithful hearts expect. In mercy, Jesus, bring us to that eternal rest with you and God the Father and Spirit ever blessed. Oh, we shouldn't be too antsy to go because there is work to do. Life goes on as usual. And people say, oh, no news is good news. No. No news is bad news. We need the good news in the world. We need news, and the news better be good. The news that Jesus has opened paradise for us, that he has prepared heaven for us, that he waits for us there. The good news is the response to the new news, no news, or the bad news of the world. Turn on the TV. Not for too long, though. It'll depress you too much. There is plenty of bad news. But the world needs the new, good news of God. And you and I have plenty of the good news in here as we bask in them. And in here as we rejoice in them. We want to be there. Usually we look for history, to history for answers, but the history of this world is too limited in the scope about what we're talking about. Solomon rightly said, there is nothing new under the sun. But look what the Apostle Paul said about our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which you were called, the riches of Jesus' glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Incomparably. You can't compare the power of Ford trucks and Dodge trucks and Chevy trucks. But Jesus' power is incomparable. How frustrating is that? You and I cannot even begin to picture a great power. Well, that's way too small to compare to Jesus' power. The incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength. Actually, very politely translated. Do you know what the Apostle Paul said? He uses three times the word dynamis. Dynamis is power in Greek. That power is like the power of his mighty power. That's what Paul says. He's just overwhelmed by the power of God. That power is like the power of his mighty power, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the age to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church. Church means you and me. He is the King of Kings for us. He is the ruler. He said what goes and what doesn't, and what goes where and what doesn't. That is our Lord Jesus Christ and his power. So you see, history cannot take an example. Oh yeah, that happens before. Often nowadays when floods happen, the media will go back to when a greater flood happened or when a disgrace happens. They'll go and get another example that was like that or even worse. But here, go to. There is no comparison to his power and to the new heavens and the new earth, the home of righteousness that he is going to prepare for us. If the greater man, the greatest man on earth said, there is nothing new really under the sun. Well, this comes from above the sun. Under the sun, fine. But Jesus is above all rule and authority and power. You get it? And what does he say? Behold, I am making all things new. New. There is, Solomon, there is something new under the sun. A new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness, where God will make his dwelling with men. How exciting for you and me. A new heaven and a new earth. This new heaven and new earth will be the home of righteousness. There will be no more death or crying or mourning or pain. For the old order of things, which is what you and I face in the grind of every day, this order of things will be gone. The old order of things has passed away. A new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Kind Lord, hurry it up. Speed it up, for we can't wait. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.